Gray. It all takes place at the Bossa Nova Ballroom, Saturday, May 7th. Doors are at 6, the show is at 7, and DJs go till 2 a.m. This is a 21 and over event. For more information, go to floodclothing.com.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next on Black Book Talk, the hosts speak the post. Patricia Welch and Emma Jackson Ford speak with former Oregon State Senator Avell Gordley about her memoir, Remembering the Power of Words. Stay tuned.
Good morning and welcome to the May edition of Black Book Talk. I am Patricia Welch, the Library Lady, and today I will be talking to Professor Avell Louise Gordley of Portland State, but many of you will and will always continue to know her as Senator Avell Gordley. Avell, welcome to Black Book Talk.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Now, I know that you've been around to a variety of locations talking about your new book, Remembering the Power of Words, but there's still so many people who haven't been introduced to this book, and we're so happy that we're able to do it today.
Thank you.
Okay, the full title is Remembering the Power of Words, The Life of an Oregon Activist, Legislator, and Community Leader, and you are indeed all of these things. But tell me something, why did you decide to find the book, and quite frankly, how did you find the time to write this book, because you have been and continue to be a very busy woman?
Well, I am so grateful to my colleague here at Portland State University, Dr. Patricia Schechter. Patricia is in the history department, and we met, I think it's about 4 years ago now, and she became interested in the fact that I had gifted all of my papers to the Portland State University Millar Library and to the Black Studies Department, a joint gift of the papers. As she began to work her way through the gift of papers and materials, and as we both began to assign students to the task of organizing the archive, I shared with her, with Patricia, my just sense of urgency, great urgency, about wanting to share some of my story, wanting that I'm at a place in my life now, Patricia, where it's about urgency. It's about passing on the knowledge, passing on the information, passing on all that I have learned to the generation coming along, and especially those who have an interest in public service and who want to know something more about servant leadership, and not just politics, but again, service and servant leadership. And I want to do this, I am doing this with a firm, my own firm belief that public service is a noble calling and profession.
I agree with you 100%. As a public employee, a librarian, I am always happy to tell people,
yeah,
I am a public servant, and what better job could you have?
Absolutely.
But you know something? You have been doing this. You've been a servant leader for a long time. Tell us a bit more about your life before you were Senator Gordley, because I think that a lot of people knew you, but a number of people didn't until you were seen on a statewide, you know, level. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what brought you.
Well, you know, I've been living a very blessed life. I love expressing it that way. I'm a product of Portland in Oregon, a product of this community, meaning born and raised here. My parents came to Oregon at different times. On my mother's side, the family came out of Texas and Alabama in the 20s. My father and his mother came out of Texas in 1936. Mom and Dad met here in Portland, married young. Dad was 20, Mom was all of 17. They came at that time of the so-called Black Migration, you know, mm-hmm. that brought all that great number of Black folks out of the South and to the North and other places in the nation where there were employment opportunities. So, okay. You know, Mom and Dad, my father worked on the railroad, Union Pacific Railroad, as a Pullman porter for over 40 years until he retired in the 70s. My paternal grandmother worked in the shipyards. Both grandmothers did domestic work, meaning working in the homes of wealthy white folks living in the West Hills and Laurelhurst. My mom worked out of the home sometimes as a grocery clerk, and my mother and father worked hard like their generation did as community builders. That wave of community builders who were able to find a home, buy a home, mm-hmm. and that's another story in it of its own. In that, at the time my mom and dad purchased their home in 1949, they couldn't do it outright because the area was redlined there on North Williams Avenue, and Dad had a friend who happened to be Jewish. This is the irony in the story. Who brought their property and then turned it over to my mom and dad. And that's not an uncommon story time. Not an uncommon story. So, and then my sister and brother and I still own the family property there on North Williams, and we make it available as a rental to people whose lives are in transition. But I grew up with a mother and dad who were hardworking, working class, mother, grandmothers active in women's clubs, church, different organizations in church. My grandmother, Alberta Louise Randolph, was a founder of the Harriet Tubman Club in the 1920s, which is a part of the Oregon Association of Colored Women's Clubs. And that is an affiliation of the National Association of Colored Women's Clubs. So there's this really rich, wonderful history of the club women's movement here in Portland and Oregon that my family has been a part of. And you know this, Patricia, that the motto of the Oregon Association of Colored Women's Clubs is lifting as we climb.
That's right.
And so I grew up with that. I grew up watching that, and I grew up with that whole idea internalized.
And you know something? Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing, though, is that you had a very strong foundation. There was
There
was a very strong and supportive community, and your family was grounded in it, and you were. Now, what I'm going to do is say we're going to take a break now because it is fundraising period, so we're going to stop for a moment. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what happened afterwards. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I am Pear, and I'm here with Liz, and we want your money. That's to be brutal.
Well, we don't personally want your money,
no, but
on behalf of KABU, we're asking you to become members.
That's right, on behalf of KABU.
503-232-8818, toll-free 1-877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. Don't we have some people to thank, Pam?
Yes, I want to thank William from Beaverton. He is a new member.
Let's hear it for new members.
We always want new members.
New members are great.
Right.
Renewing members are great. You know, membership in any form is great. And when you become a member at the $60 level, you can receive a copy of Avil Gordley's book, Remembering the Power of Words. $60 might sound like a lot of money up front, but if you do it through your electronic funds transfer program. It's only $5 a month. This is our most popular way of becoming a member. It's a safe and secure and reliable way to sustain the radio station with a constant influx of small amounts of money every month. You don't have to remember to send the money in, and we don't have to bill you, and our volunteers are standing by to let you know how that works. But first, you got to call 503-232-8818. Toll free 1-877-500-5266. We'd also like to thank the folks who've donated food for our volunteers today. Thank you to Bread and Ink Cafe at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, Pasta Works at 3735 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, and India House at 1038 Southwest Morrison. Thanks for keeping our volunteers fed and going and waiting to take your call. But those phones don't get ringing yet, are they, Pear?
So far, not so much.
Not so much.
But, you know, those
you could be the first.
Those food places, you know, they are part of the extended KBOO family. That includes people who listen, includes the volunteers here. It includes the our small paid staff. And it just includes a lot of people. We'd like to include you in it. So give us a call, 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266, and that will open the doors to all kinds of enrichment in your life. Just
it's
do
true.
It now.
Don't forget that you can get your Ava Gordley's book for a $60 membership at 503-232-8818.
Hi, okay, we're back. This is Patricia Welch of Black Book Talk, and I'm feeling good because I was a little bit lonely, but I'm not lonely anymore. Co-host O.B. Hill just walked into the studio.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm told that the third co-producer and host, Emma Jackson Ford, is with us remotely. She's online. Hey, Emma. She's online, but she's not.
I am.
Okay. So, see, Abel, you draw us in from wherever we are. I do want to say, for those who might have just joined us at the moment, Abel has given us, like, the first part of her life and just the very strong foundation that she and her family had in the community. So now we're going to come up. We're still talking about what it means to be a public servant, to be a servant leader. So kind of continue to tell us how you got to where you were. And then, you know, OB and Emma, chime in where you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I want to make clear about the book and how the book came about is that it's a result of it's an oral memoir, and it's the result of over 22 hours of interviews with Patricia Schechter. That resulted in over a 400-page manuscript that was then edited down to the book that you have in front of you. Going back in time to about 1991, when I was working at the Portland House of Emoja as program director, I found myself receiving an invitation and answering a call. The invitation came from the community, specifically the Black Leadership Conference at that time, and also from a woman named Thalia Zapatos, who had worked on Barbara Roberts' campaign for governor. And the call, the invitation and call I received was to look at the possibility of running for a seat in the State House. It was a seat that was about to become vacant with the departure of Ron Cease. And it was Carl Talton, I give him credit to this day, Carl Talton and the Black Leadership Conference that really encouraged me and gave me a quality of support that convinced me to run for office. Because at first, when I got the call, when I heard the invitation, it wasn't something that I had ever thought I would do. I've been very active in community-based organizations, the Black United Front, Urban League, American Friends Service Committee, had been comfortable in background kind of roles, but I didn't see myself as this out front public kind of person that would be required to run for office and, you know, hopefully serve in the legislature. But again, there was just a wonderful, wonderful quality of support from community. And, of course, my family, after returning from a women's, it was called Women of Color as Warriors of Light spiritual retreat in 91, summer of 91. After coming back from that retreat, I got on the phone and called something over 50 people and asked them to help me think about this call, this invitation I had received. And every person was encouraging, and they said things like, "We've been waiting for you to do this. We you know, where do we send the check? You know, how do we get involved with the campaign?" And things took off from there. And I had a wonderful campaign manager, Lucius Hicks, who was a former NAACP chair and president and active in the community. I had people who were involved with the Black United Front who worked on the campaign, my sister, folks from the different community-based organizations that I've been a part of.
And, you know, excuse me, though, I don't want to interrupt, but I do want to make sure that people get this. One thing is very clear. You came from the community. You
yes.
were not imposed, and you really did answer the call. And we are so glad that you did. One of the things I do want to do is sort of pull back and see if Emma and OB have questions, you know, before we go on a break. I mean, we have a few minutes before, but I just want to make sure they have the chance.
Well, I wanted to ask this question the other night when I heard you read. Is there something that happened at school, something a teacher said that made you know that when the call came that, yes, you could answer the call?
A lot of prayer. A lot of prayer. I think the conversations I had with the late Reverend John Jackson helped me get there. Conversations with my sister, who had worked as a legislative assistant to then Representative Margaret Carter, that helped me. They say that preparation meets opportunity. Preparation meets opportunity. And what I recognize then and celebrate to this day is that I am a product of the community, not political party politics. And I was well prepared by my community to serve.
Did you talk about your schooling before I came on?
No, we haven't.
See, Emma's always going to ask from that teacher's
uh-huh.
perspective.
I attended grade schools in Portland, the old Highland Grade School, which is now Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary, and also Boise, which before the boundary change. And then later, Girls Polytechnic High School, which no longer exists. I had two wonderful teachers at Girls Poly, whose names I remember to this day. Mrs. Matthews, my English teacher, who encouraged me to read everything. Mrs. Eleanor Matthews. And then Mr. Mesa Gilman, encouraged me and classmates to participate in a march. Was a protest that occurred when the four little girls were murdered in Alabama.
And Abel, can I ask you to hold there only mm-hmm. because we are once again coming up on a pledge period? Okay. This is the fun show.
We'll get back to Abel Gordley and her memoir and her interview in just a moment. But right now, we need to take a moment and ask you to please step up and become a member by calling 503-232-8818. Toll free 1-877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. And we know sometimes it can be frustrating listening to an interview you're really interested in and having us come in and interrupt and ask you for money. We only do this a few times a year, and we only do it simply because this is how we stay on the air. 80% of our support comes from individual donations from people just like you. But I was going to say that when you become a member at the $60 level, you can receive a copy of Avil Gordley's memoir, Remembering the Power of Words. And you can do that in a number of ways. You can become a member by doing an electronic funds transfer from your checking account. You can write us a check. You can put it on your credit card. You can come down here with a wad of cash and meet us in person. We'd love to see you and meet you. 20 Southeast 8th, just off of Burnside. There are lots of different ways to become a member. It doesn't matter which one you choose, but it does matter that you choose one now. 503-232-8818. Toll free 1-877-500-5266, or online anywhere on planet Earth with an internet connection, kboo.fm. Pear?
You know, on commercial radio, these interruptions would come like every 2 minutes, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
And they're selling you stuff you're not interested in and don't want.
That's right. And so, we just sort of compress it all into three times a year, and we try and make it moderately entertaining and amusing. It's like a conversation with our listeners. You are our sponsors, you know. You are the people that keeps this radio station going. If you like what you're hearing, then you sort of owe it to yourself and other people to kind of chip in a little money just
step
to keep
up,
it.
Step up, take responsibility
yeah,
for your community
air,
radio
you know,
station.
It's like, we're all, it's like we're buying a big pitcher of beer and a pizza, you know. We all kick in a little money for it.
That's right.
And that's why when we have, we have these premiums like Avil Gordley's book, Remembering the Power of Words. That's for a $60 minimum pledge. It is, that book is yours. But just the programming itself is a reward. I'm sure you don't hear a Black Book Talk anywhere else in Portland, or probably, I don't know, many cities around that have this kind of show on the air.
It's true.
This is what KBOO does. And that was kind of embarrassing, Liz, a while ago about with the Yiddish hour. You don't hear that anywhere. I don't think it's anywhere west of the Mississippi.
Actually, there is a show in San Francisco.
In
but
San
who cares
Francisco.
About them? You're in Portland.
That's right. We're in Portland, you know. And so that's the kind of program KBOO has. You know, we have something that, is something everybody can find something that they like to listen to on KBOO.
We know that you value the uniqueness of this programming, whether it's these kinds of public affairs show like Black Book Talk, where you're hearing from a really influential woman in Oregon's politics and community building like Avil Gordley, whether it's somebody like Ann Crittenden, who we heard just a little while ago talking about how mothers are still undervalued in the society, whether it's something like Flashpoints, which we hear every weekday morning, one of the most hard-hitting investigative journalism reports on the air that you don't hear anywhere else. If it's public affairs you like, great. If it's the music you tune in for, that's great too, and it's equally unique and equally multifaceted. We know you value this kind of programming because you're listening to it. So step up and support it. Make sure it stays on the air. 503-232-8818. Toll free 1-877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
And the easy way to make your pledge pay is to do our electronic funds transfer. And every month, whatever amount you decide comes out of your checking account, and you don't have to write a check or put it in an envelope or lick a stamp or anything like that. It's all done automatically. You know that it's safe and secure. All you have to do is keep track of it. Every month you get your bank statement, and you see that your contribution to KBOO is on the bank statement, so you know it got there, and that's how easy it is. And if any time you decide you want to up it or you want to lower it or whatever you want to do, you can do that. It's up to you. It is your decision. So 503-232-8818, outside the metro area, 877-500-5266. Online, it's www.kboo.fm, or in person in the real world, it is 20 Southeast 8th.
Just off of Burnside.
I think we had a guy just came in just about 20 minutes ago.
We might have.
Yeah.
You know, the electronic funds transfer is our most popular way of becoming mm-hmm. a member, and it allows you to become a member at levels that you might not be able to afford if you had to pay it all up front. For example, $90 a year. That sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But when you break it down by month, it's only $7.50 a month. Call now, 503-232-8818, online at kboo.fm, or toll free 1-877-500-5266.
Hello, Avail. How are you doing? This is O.B. Hill.
O.B., how are you?
I'm just fine. Just thinking back on those college years, could you elaborate on where you went to school and the information you have in the book on that?
Well, you know, I had quite an experience at Portland State University in the early 70s, and I had a rich and wonderful experience through the Black Studies Department. I would say that that was my first really deep engagement with Black literature, and I had amazing and wonderful professors. There was one in particular, Dr. Eno Ukeji, who was from Nigeria, who invited me to participate in an organization called Operation Crossroads Africa. That led to my first opportunity to travel to West Africa in the summer of 72, and a summer experience with other students from around the country, helping to build a maternity hospital in a small village in Nigeria. And I had, I also had wonderful experiences on the PSU campus with students, including yourself, O.B., and I think back on, I was at PSU at a time that came just after the Black Studies program, then program, was founded on this campus, and I'm talking about over 40 years ago. In fact, we're in our 40th anniversary year this year, and this Black Studies program came about as a result of the agitation, the demands, the advocacy, the championing of O.B. Hill and Dennis Payne and Cottrell White, and help me with some of the names. I don't want to forget anybody, O.B. But we have a Black Studies program, and the only one in the Pacific Northwest that has lasted this long because of that student activism. And we're in a time now where we're fighting for our survival because of budget cuts, because of the failure of the institution, I'm speaking of PSU, to invest and claim over a period of time and value, fully value, this department. You know, we're facing a critical time. You know, we're not going to go away, because we're not going to let that happen as a community. I'm confident about that. But the university needs to hear that there's value in Black Studies, that there's value in this department remaining as a part of this institution that is supposedly is the largest and most international institution in our statewide system of higher education. Can't claim that without having a vibrant and vital Black Studies program. Can't claim it.
And we know that if you are there, that's going to be the case. You know, we started the program with a selection from Fela, Anikilapo Kuti's Fela's London Scene, in honor of the fact that you had traveled internationally. Unfortunately, our program is drawing to an end now, but one thing is very clear. One, you have to come back. This book covers too many things for just one program. Two, you need to write another book.
I'm working on it.
And three, we are just grateful for you being you. Thank you so much, Professor Gordley.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
And Fela returns.
Good people, we've come this far. Why stop now? On Thursday, May the 12th, from 7 to 10 p.m., we at Guess Who's Coming to Radio are once again honoring the life of Stevie Wonder, who will be 61 this year. It is you in the community who keeps these celebrations going. And with your support during this spring membership drive, we can continue to bring sunshine to the life of community radio. Every opportunity we get, we aim to honor Stevie's life and work. But we also aim to honor you daily, to bring you this community resource. This is our gift to you, signed, sealed, and delivered. Stay tuned, May the 12th from 7 to 10 p.m. Stevie Wonder on Guess Who's Coming to Radio on KABU, because we love you.
And you are listening to KBOO Radio, 90.7 FM in Portland. And in just a moment, we are going to be having Jamaica Nights, the special, a little bit on Reggae Mamas, being Mama's Day is coming up. But first, let you know about the Aladdin Theater, because this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members.